This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. Meghna Chakrabarty is off today. We begin today with a story about state support of free enterprise, how it sometimes doesn't work out, and how Massachusetts' loss became Rhode Island's latest economic nightmare. We're talking, of course, about 38 Studios, the video game company owned by former Red Sox pitcher Curt Schilling. Massachusetts lawmakers passed on the opportunity to keep the company in this state, but Rhode Island offered Schilling $75 million worth of taxpayer-backed loan guarantees to move his company there, and it hasn't worked out. A day after 38 Studios laid off all of its 400 employees, Governor Lincoln Chafee is trying to figure out what, if anything, the state can do to save the company and maybe all of those taxpayer dollars. Scott McKay has been covering the story for WRNI, Rhode Island Public Radio in Providence. Scott, what a mess. What's the latest on this story today?
Well, there are a lot more questions than there are answers. And that's one of the biggest problems for Governor Chafee, who's been in office about 17 months. He opposed the deal originally when he was running for governor, but it was put into effect by the former governor, a Republican, conservative Republican named Don Carcieri, who met Curt Schilling, of course, the big Red Sox legend, at a fundraiser. And they both share conservative Republican values, both big supporters of former President George Bush. And Carcieri brought him to Rhode Island. And through these huge tax incentives, this $75 million deal was able to bring his company here to Providence, move from Maynard, Mass. Down to Providence. But here's the problem. At this point, with all the employees laid off, no one really knows what the state's liability is, how big a haircut taxpayers will take, some estimates of what's left. The intellectual property of this video game company are like $20 million, the estimates. However, the taxpayers are on the hook again for $75 million, plus interest brings this to about $102 million for a small state that, frankly, is in big economic trouble. We have by far the highest unemployment rate in New England. It's nearly double Massachusetts' 6.3% unemployment rate. And the Rhode Island economy has had a hard time gaining traction. It's really sputtered during the recent recession.
So obviously this is an unwelcome hit. What can Governor Chafee do, if anything? Is he trying to find a way to keep this company solvent in any way? Can he? What options does he have?
Well, he doesn't want to throw what he calls good money after bad. Now, what the governor has expressed is, and everybody behind the scenes is furiously running around trying to find an angel investor, a venture capital person, somebody who would come in and buy the assets of this company, and maybe the taxpayers would take a haircut, but certainly wouldn't be on the hook for the whole $102 million. So right now, if there's somebody out there who's got deep pockets and thinks that they can buy a video game company, maybe at 50 cents on the dollar, 60 cents on the dollar, 40 cents on the dollar, whatever it is. It's like Filene's basement is open if you're looking for a video game company. So far, no angel investor has come along.
Well, there it is, listeners, an opportunity to buy a video game company cheap in Rhode Island. Scott McKay, I gather that some employees, or the former employees now at 38 Studios who lost their jobs, actually blame the governor for not coming to the rescue. What are you hearing about that?
Yeah, there are some people like that. But here's the problem. Most of these people are young, geeky, tech-savvy people. And I will say that other video game companies and other people who do software work have been here in the last couple of days. One had a job fair yesterday for some of these folks. So some of these people are going to find work. And the Rhode Island Department of Labor and Training, I believe, has also set up some counseling and try to help them get jobs and perhaps process their unemployment checks. But right now, the future doesn't look really great for those 400 people that, Curt Schilling signed up to work for his company.
Sure. Well, our hearts go out to them. And speaking of Curt Schilling, what is the big guy saying about all of this?
He's in a bunker somewhere. He's not saying a word.
Good Lord.
He has sent some Facebook messages out saying that we will prevail and asking people to pray for his company. But except for that, he's not standing up in front of the press.
And former Governor Don Carcieri, I gather he's making himself a little scarce as well these days.
Yeah, he just won't talk to anyone. Last Friday night, he was at a staff reunion in a town called West Warwick, just outside of Providence. It was people from his administration. They were having what we call in Rhode Island a time, a get-together with his political cronies and friends. And the television stations had all of the entrances, they thought, staked out to try to finally get some word from former Governor Carcieri. And somehow Governor Carcieri managed to scoot out of there unseen and unphotographed.
Scott, what kind of political fallout is all of this having?
The switchboards at the State House are lighting up with people very upset at what the enablers in the State House did for this. The House Speaker is a Democrat, as is the Senate President. They, too, have been very, very mum on this whole situation. And nobody's really saying anything. Now, Governor Chafee, he's in a box here. Look, he inherited this mess. He campaigned against it. He said, wait 3 months, we'll have a new governor. Let the new governor make the decision. But Governor Carcieri went ahead and cut the deal.
Scott McKay, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Anthony.
That's longtime Ocean State reporter Scott McKay at WRNI Rhode Island Public Radio in Providence. Stay with us. After the break, we'll discuss how the 38 Studios debacle could affect Massachusetts, that and the rest of the week's big stories in our Week in Review. I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.